So, Ellie, do you miss home?
I'm missing home a lot, actually, at the moment. I wasn't when I first arrived, because there's all the excitement about being here and everything. But since actually about a month and a half ago, my boyfriend came here for three and a half weeks, and we went travelling around the rest of Japan, which I think is very important. If you're here, you've got to do it, and he was the perfect person to do it with, and we had loads of fun. And since he's left, I've started sort of thinking about home a bit more. Now living here is kind of just normal way of life, and after the big excitement of having him here and you know, travelling around everywhere, I'm starting to think about, you know, him, my family, my friends, and just, you know, when I ring them up, they're all doing stuff that we used to do together, and it sort of makes you think about what it'd be like to get home. I think I'm quite looking forward to going home now.
Okay, this is really interesting. Could you describe your boyfriend? Like, what kind of person is he, and how did you meet?
We actually met in a club, which he runs. He has two jobs. He runs a club night in Bristol, and he edits magazines for recycling in Bristol and Wales, and writes up articles about sort of environmental recycling issues. Actually, when he came to Japan, he managed to interview a few people here about it. Japanese recycling isn't as strict as you think it is.
Yeah.
We met in his club. He's a friend of my brother's, and knew a lot of the same people. But it's cheesy to say, but almost love at first sight.
Wow.
Yeah, it took about half a year for us to get together, but we were sort of good friends before that, and we've been together 2.5 years now.
It's a long time.
It's not really, though. It's just zoomed by so quickly. We live together now in England, and sort of very happy. We're one of these couples that never argue. We obviously have disagreements, but there's never any sort of shouting, any malice involved. We like a lot of the same things. We like a lot of different things as well, which I think is very important. You can't only be into the same things. I'm slowly turning his mind towards anime and computer games. I'm twisting him. But I do have to make it clear when a new Final Fantasy game comes out that I have two boyfriends, and he is only one of them.
Wow. Wow, he sounds like a really interesting guy.